and Beto Show, 948. I just find the story stunning that Walmart healthcare benefits are better than what you can get on the Obamacare exchange. Liberals listening right now are spitting blood. That's not true. He's making that up. Because that's all they have. Naomi is calling from Mobile, Alabama. Naomi, you worked at Walmart at one time?
Yes, I still am officially an employee. I'm on leave of absence, and we're here because of my husband's health.
Okay. If you're in Mobile because of your husband's health?
That's right.
So,
and I've been able to come here with him the last four, well, this is the fourth year. Walmart made it possible and took me back, my local store, Appleton store.
Okay, so help us out here. So you're from Wisconsin. You work at the Appleton store normally?
Yes.
Okay. But you're in Mobile right now, you're on leave of absence because of your husband's health.
Correct.
Tell us so you heard me talk about their health benefits. Would you largely agree with that?
I would largely agree with that. And every good thing you've said about Walmart, I'd largely agree with. I won't say in my 20 years, I never had bumps in the road and that there weren't things I didn't understand. But like I say, this is my fourth year here, and they keep taking me back when I come. Last year, I transferred and worked here for 6 months. But the other years and this year, they gave me a leave of absence to come because of my husband's health. And they're fair. You show up for work for them and do your best. They come through. I'm only ever worked part-time. I maybe worked full-time for about a month of those 20 years. And I earned $14 an hour. Can't complain about that.
You earned $14 an hour at the Appleton, Wisconsin store?
Yeah, but I hope I'm not going to get anybody in trouble
That. Well, no, you have a right to say that. You're okay. You think you're going to get someone in trouble for showing people what liars they are when they say Walmart doesn't pay well?
Yeah. We're not supposed to tell our wage.
I hope if you get in trouble, you let me know, okay? Because that's the last thing in the world that I want to. And you work for Walmart for some 20 years?
Well, we'll be in April.
Why have you worked there for so long, Naomi?
Because I don't think anybody else would pay me as much as they do. And I enjoy the work for the most part. And they've been fair.
Naomi.
Understanding.
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay, yeah. And let's throw in the fact that as you've had to deal with these leaves of absence, to deal with your husband's health, they kept his health. Slow down, Jerry. They keep taking you back. Naomi, thanks a lot for listening on the stream down there in Mobile. And good luck with your husband, by the way, and all of that. Doug, before we take Doug's call, if she gets in trouble, we're going to make it right. We're going to fix that, but I think she'll be okay. Doug on a cell. Doug, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Morning, Jerry. Boy, am I glad this topic came up. You know, for the last couple of years, I've been saying to other people, we all would have been much further ahead if they would have turned Obamacare over to Walmart and Costco to run the entire program. They have the best business plan, the best organization, the best well-run businesses between the two of them, and their computer systems would have worked on day one.
Yeah. You can get into that whole thing. How? In fact, we're getting lots of emails. Perhaps Obama should have gone to Walmart.
To run
his healthcare system. Thanks a lot for the call. Now, I'm just telling you, this is sand in the teeth, as a friend of mine likes to say, sand in the teeth of liberals who believe that it was the Walmarts of the world that made Obamacare necessary. You understand that, right? That they perceive Walmart as these working poor who don't have decent or any health insurance, and this is why the government had to come and rescue them. Does Naomi in Mobile, Alabama sound like she needs rescuing from Walmart? She sounds like a person who just takes whatever life throws at her and deals with it, including she and her husband, his health issues. She said there's bumps in the road. Look, I love my job, but no place is nirvana. We all deal with the issues in the workplace. It happens. For all of the just bordering on slanderous things that are said about Walmart. By the way, if you're a Walmart hater, And I know there are Walmart haters listening here in Green Bay with the current debate. I welcome you to call. I know. People always say, why do you bother? They're not going to call. But 888-455-1360. If you want to refute or challenge any of this, go ahead, give it a try. I don't think there has ever... Look, here's the reality. Liberals in general hate successful companies. They hate Walmart on two fronts. One, Walmart doesn't have union. And two, and especially as Walmart got into groceries, that really bothered the commercial grocery unions. And two, they just hate success. You know how they always say everybody loves a winner? That's not really true. Liberals actually aren't all that fond of winners when it comes to winning in the marketplace. They actually really aren't. Todd in Green Bay. Todd, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry. I just want to say that I think that Walmart is not a good steward of the community. They do not pay people enough, and they're working conditions.
Hang on. Todd, how much do they pay?
Todd.
Okay. How much do they pay?
They start you out at close to minimum wage, and it's very rare that you get past.
Really? That. Really? What's their average national wage?
I worked there not too long ago, and I started out at a little bit above $8 an hour for overnight work, and their demands were very.
Okay, that doesn't answer my question. What is their national average wage?
Well, I don't know exactly what.
Then how can you say they don't pay a lot when you don't know that?
They do not pay a very good living.
They pay about on average $13 an hour.
No, that is
ridiculous. No, it is not ridiculous. Their average pay.
CEOs pay into no, that average
no,
and make the millions
no,
they make.
Okay. Because you didn't make it doesn't mean other people don't make it. Their average pay is $12.75 an hour, just under $13
an hour. That's not true, Jerry. It's just that's a lie.
Okay.
People at Walmart...
Oh, wait. Prove it. Prove it's a lie.
Well,
you can't,
I
can you?
I can't prove it's a lie. But
well, then how can you call it a lie?
You can't prove it's true, and I can't prove it's a lie. I'm just saying
okay.
that my
so, experience... So a spokesperson for Walmart will write a letter to a newspaper where she puts all these statistics of what Walmart pays and benefits they provide, and she would be stupid enough to lie about
those.
It. Go ahead.
I'm just saying that if you go into a Walmart break room or going through the hallways in any Walmart in their back area... It is full of ways to show you how to apply for food stamps, apply for this program, apply for that program, because we all know they do not pay.
Okay, what about Naomi in Appleton who just called in and said she's making $14 an hour?
Lady that you had on there that was calling saying she worked there for 20 years and she was making, I think, $14 an hour, and she was working part-time. 20 years to get to $14 an hour is a damn long time. Not to mention, she's clearly working part-time. She is not living on that money. She is dealing with whatever Walmart throws her, and she is clearly...
Okay, so she's just an idiot, Todd. She stayed there for 20 years because she doesn't know she's free to leave. Is that it?
I'm saying she lives... She's worked there 20 years part-time because she's obviously part-time. She does not rely on...
Well, actually, she said she did work full-time for a while. And you don't know what her personal situation is. All right, so the whole thing that the whole Washington Examiner put out there that says Walmart health insurance is better than Obamacare, is that all made up too?
There are different plans for Walmart depending on where you're at in their employment scale, let's say. So for if you're starting out, Jerry, it takes a couple years for you to even be eligible to get any insurance. So, I mean, what do you do for the couple years? And then it would take you a long time to get up to a good quality care program. It takes a very long time. And what do we do with
how
people?
Long? No, you don't just throw these things out. How long, Todd?
Like I said, it takes you at least 2 years to get to to be qualified.
Okay. Again, Todd, thanks a lot for the call. My guess is Todd's not going to be happy pretty much anywhere he works. And here's the key, Todd. You weren't happy, so you left. There are a lot of people who are happy and stay a long time. Of course, I can't prove that Todd ever worked there at all, but maybe I should do like PolitiFact. Because Todd couldn't prove he actually worked at Walmart, I'm going to say it's false. I'm not really saying that. I just can't let go of the PolitiFact. It's 9:58.
The Jerry Bader Show.